It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Over a century and a half ago, Henry David Thoreau said this, quote, "Thank God men cannot fly, lest they would lay waste to the sky as they have done to the earth." Thoreau's fear has long since become a lethal reality. Brace for impact. Full spectrum collapse is already unfolding. It's coming. And now close. Don't believe it? You will. Wait and see. It's a grave mistake to become distracted by the mainstream media weapon of mass deception. Mainstream media talking heads pushing divide and conquer disinformation. Or the orchestrated political theater that has long since been carefully crafted to create maximum division and polarization within populations. The Titanic is sinking by the day, and we are all passengers. The commercial-free Global Alert News Hour starts now. West Coast wildfires force thousands to flee, quote, "It's like the end of the world," end quote. That headline was from Apple News. The climate engineers are setting the stage for yet more West Coast epic incinerations. What can we expect? Stay tuned. The Amazon, Siberia, and countless other locations are also in flames. Off the charts, UV radiation continues to bombard our planet, including extremely harmful UVC radiation. That's the last spectrum of UV radiation before X-ray. I think we all know how harmful that is. UVC is a DNA-damaging spectrum of UV radiation. The ozone layer continues to collapse. This fact by itself is a near-term extinction-level factor. Dead elephants, dead whales, dead birds, collapsing insect populations. Are we next? How could we not be on the current course? The engineered CV-19 scenario is the power structure's response to Earth's collapsing life support systems. Ongoing weather warfare operations are further fueling all of it. In regard to the CV-19 lockdowns, hundreds of European doctors have published an open letter to the world in a critically important attempt to sound the alarm on what they have concluded to be completely misguided policies all over the world. What did these doctors state on the record? More on that report shortly. Official agencies are already menacing populations under the premise of, quote, pre-crime, i.e. harassment and potential incarceration before any crime has even been committed. A theme featured in the movie Minority Report. Stay tuned also for more on that theme. The CDC's Robert Redfield said last week that, quote, "the mask is the path out of the pandemic," end quote. Over a dozen pre-2020 science reports on this subject completely dispute Redfield's claims about masks, their potential benefits, and the unmentioned long list of consequences. Official sources seem to have disposed of the previous more than a dozen science studies that, again, highlighted the very negative consequences of healthy individuals wearing masks constantly. And now, just this year, new so-called science reports say wearing anything is fine. A bandana, a sock, etc. Do you see many level 4 biolab workers wearing a bandana or a sock? Really? Consider this 2018 science study statement. Quote, "a serious and potentially lethal hypoxia blood clot connection." From that study, a connection has been found by a scientific study entitled "Hypoxia Downregulates Protein S Expression." The study published in July 2018 describes how hypoxia, a low oxygen concentration in the bloodstream, decreases protein S in the blood, a natural anticoagulant. This leads to an increased risk for the development of thrombosis or blood clots, some of which are potentially life-threatening. The study was unique in that it was the first time research had shown that hypoxia could increase blood clot risk via a molecular cause. The worldwide agenda of mask-wearing rules is not only unconstitutional and unlawful in many nations, but it is also causing mass hypoxia among the general population. In addition to the hypoxia blood clot link, hypoxia also leads to fatigue, headaches, nausea, cognitive impairment, low energy levels, and decreased immunity, thus causing mass damage to the population overall. Meanwhile, many jurisdictions continue to roll out mask mandates, despite the fact that a recent CDC study even concluded that masks were ineffective and offered no significant reduction in influenza transmission. Additionally, mask mandates continue to violate workplace guidelines such as OSHA standards in the U.S., which state that the allowable oxygen levels for employees must be at or above 19.5% at all times. Some things to consider, given the mandates that are being forced on populations across this country. In fact, no, wait, let's not stop there. Let's consider a bit more on the subject. Let's consider a statement from internationally award-winning neuroscientist Dr. Russell Blaylock, who sits on about 6 international medical boards. He said this recently, quote, "By wearing a mask, the exhaled viruses will not be able to escape and will concentrate in the nasal passages, enter the olfactory nerves, and travel into the brain," end quote. In fact, learn the rest of what Dr. Blaylock has stated on the record. Search Dr. Russell Blaylock, face masks pose serious risks for the healthy, hypoxia and hypercapnia. Read the entire report, and there's much, much more besides that. Does this mean that there is no point or purpose to masks ever? Of course not. I never said that. That's not what I'm saying. Of course they have a point and a purpose. But what they're being utilized for now has nothing to do with the greater good. There are much broader agendas being carried out. Please, please don't blindly follow the dictates of those in power. Please look, learn, research objectively. Without preconception, without bias, without preconception, without peer pressure, look and search for real data for yourself. Think for yourself. We are the ones we've been waiting for. If we blindly follow the dictates of those in power, we will soon arrive where we're headed, and that's a place we don't want to go, and it is perilously close. Another headline. Federal judge rules Governor Wolf's COVID-19 restrictions are unconstitutional. Lawsuit challenged Pennsylvania's stay-at-home orders and closure of non-essential businesses. The report states U.S. District Judge William Stickman IV concluded that the governor's stay-at-home orders, limits on gatherings, and closure of non-life-sustaining businesses violated citizens' constitutional rights. Let's stand back and consider, again, what's the bottom line to the entire CV-19 scenario? The gain-of-function characteristic of this pathogen that allowed it to jump to humans was engineered at labs in the U.S. and China, working together with $7.4 million in funding from the National Institute of Health at the direction of Anthony Fauci. Not my opinion. Peer-reviewed science study fact, published in 2015 by the journal Nature and other sources. It's up to all of us to force such facts to the full light of day. Corporate media and so-called elected officials of any political stripe will never tell us the truth. And the background to it all is and will continue to be Earth's collapsing life support systems, a fact which is also being systematically hidden from public view. In a moment, dozens of the most critically important breaking reports from last week, reports on the issues that will most directly and immediately impact every single one of us. First, my deepest gratitude to each and every individual that's doing their best to stay informed, to wake others with credible data from a credible source, and to help turn the tide of insanity. Thank you for your help with sounding the alarm. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 268, September 26th, 2020. In this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org and paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 AM to 7 AM, Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. Global Alert News, the commercial-free news hour, is also aired on the East Coast, Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the PRN radio network. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials printed materials, very high quality materials, can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Pictures worth 1,000 words. Much more effective to wake others up with passing on credible printed data as opposed to verbal dissertations, because less is more. Too many understandably concerned and anxious and enthusiastic activists. Sometimes it's a propensity for all of us to pass on too much verbal information. It shuts people down. It puts their defenses up and they don't want to hear anymore. And we have to avoid that type of scenario occurring. Again, passing on solid information in printed form with very compelling images can be the best key to the door. And simply stating this affects all of us. Please, please research. It's of grave importance. And then moving on. Unless they show a real propensity to want to learn more, and you, if you have the answers, to tell them or otherwise point them in the right direction where they can find more data. Those in the Redding area of Shasta County can pick up free geoengineeringwatch.org materials from the vitamin section at Orchard Nutrition in Redding. Moving on. Headlines from earlier this week, most from multiple sources, easily found online. California's real wildfire. The real fire in California is the wildfire that's raging at CalPERS. That's the retirement fund for California employees. The fire you see is a fire of arithmetic. It's a fire that won't go away, and it's a fire that will burn the whole state to the ground. The entire economy, the global economy, and most especially the U.S. economy, is a card house in the U.S. built on the endless money printing of the U.S. dollar. It was made the global reserve currency after World War II, when the U.S. not only showed it had nuclear weapons, but that it was willing to use them on innocent populations. So at the barrel of a gun, so to speak, the U.S. enforced certain global policies that those in power knew would make the U.S. the empire of the world because of endless money printing. And all of it really traceable back to the atomic bombs and the demonstration that the U.S. was willing to use them on innocent civilian populations. And that's just the historical fact of the matter. Those that want to pretend they're patriotic by criticizing anybody that would bring up that kind of verifiable historical data, please understand you're not being patriotic by ignoring such facts. History is written by the victor. It always has been. More headlines. Worst shipping crisis in decades puts lives and trade at risk. Another headline. How much oil left in America? Not much. The fracking wells never had a future. They're tanking, and those companies are all going bust. And now we're left with permanently contaminated aquifers all over the country. What a great idea fracking was. Not. U.S. COVID-19 bailouts gave bonuses to fossil fuel CEOs while workers and the planet suffered. That's where the printed money goes, to the bankrupt CEOs of companies that are destroying the commons, i.e. the environment on which all of our lives depend. Another headline. Eurozone economic recovery in danger as services slide. There's not going to be a recovery. Please understand, we are in a transition to a completely different reality. Our former reality is not coming back. Any notion to the contrary is simply delusion at this point. Another headline, the debt crisis is mounting for oil economies. Never had a future. Industrialized, militarized society was never sustainable in any sense in its current form. Never sustainable. And we're about to find that out the hard way. Another headline, hit from all sides. European bank stocks plunged to 1998 low. Another headline, Europe faces an economic winter as the virus returns. Again, it's not a temporary situation. Those in power are not going to let the CV-19 fires burn out. They will continue to stoke them with likely ever more virulent versions of that pathogen or other pathogens. Another headline, Goldman cuts fourth quarter GDP forecast in half as further stimulus hopes fade. Another headline, the second wave of a rolling bear market is about to begin, says top forecaster. These forecasters, frankly, don't have a clue. And they pretend that somehow whatever storm we face in the financial sense will eventually blow by and everything will return to over-the-rainbow scenarios. Not going to happen. Another headline, ECB hands banks $203 billion in cheap cash to boost lending. Snake eating its own tail again. Another headline, nearly 36,000 Japanese firms shut down business due to CV-19, 36,000 firms. Another headline, economist Stephen Roach issues new dollar crash warning, sees double dip recession, odds above 50%. Again, not double dip, off the cliff, over the edge of the abyss. It's done. The rest is smoke and mirrors to pacify populations until the brutal bitter end, pumping the market up or holding it to near record highs so that people ignore everything around them. They ignore conditions that are hellish, increasingly hellish, especially in the West Coast, day after day, week after week, turning into month after month of apocalyptic Venus-like skies. Everybody inhaling smoke with every breath, and that smoke is horrifically bad. Go out on a dark night, aim a bright flashlight up, and you'll see just how much you're sucking in with every breath. And by the way, it's not just smoke. It's not just smoke. We can see and have time-lapse film footage of massive climate engineering jet aircraft dispersions taking place directly on top of these smoke banks, and all of the materials they're dispersing settles down through that smoke bank where we all get to inhale it. We can speculate on the types of materials being dispersed. We know what some of them are from our high altitude testing and our precipitation testing. But it's not just smoke. And it's certainly sickening countless individuals. And those health effects are permanent in so many cases. Another headline, New York City mayor furloughs another 9,000 New York City employees due to, quote, massive budget shortfall. Other headline, New Jersey's debt of nearly $58,000 per taxpayer is nation's highest. Many other states close, though, close. More headlines, Bed Bath & Beyond to close 63 stores by year's end. Another headline, Premier Inn, it's a hotel chain owner, to cut 6,000 jobs due to pandemic hit. BASF plans to cut 2,000 jobs worldwide. Let's take a snapshot of the airline industry and then plug that into the geoengineering equation. Reduced air traffic shows need for airlines to fire more employees. Another headline, reduced summer air traffic turns to long cold winter for European airlines as passenger traffic dives again. More headlines, same theme. U.S. airlines make urgent call for new bailout ahead of October 1st job cuts. Another headline, same theme. White House urges Congress to pass separate aid bill for airlines. Just print money. Keep printing money so the snake can keep eating its own tail, consuming its own tail till there's nothing left. Total Ponzi scheme, already collapsing. Another headline, United Airlines to tap U.S. Treasury loans, CEO says. Just borrow, 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 print and borrow. It's not going to last much longer. Another headline, bankrupt airline Avianca paid millions in executive bonuses during pandemic. This is happening across the board, different industries. The executives get paid off while the rest get cut off. Another headline, consumer mood darkens on employment and job prospects. No surprise. Another headline, U.S. industrial demand for natural gas drops as economy slows. Also no surprise. Now, with all the slowdown in the airline industry, why is it that on some days there are so many jets in the air traveling in trajectories that are not commercial routes? Do we even need to ask why? We know the Department of Defense is leasing over 800 commercial aircraft. Why? What are they doing with all these aircraft when they have so many tankers of their own? Because they're filling skies all over the globe with climate engineering, aka weather warfare, spray dispersions, which a clinically blind person could see if they simply didn't have programmed blinders on. Climate engineering, aka geoengineering, aka solar radiation management, stratospheric aerosol injection, all of it weather warfare. And because of the toxic elements, biological warfare is occurring above our heads day in and day out. No, it's not just smoke. Of course, there's lots of smoke, not denying that. Skies are filled with smoke. Forests are incinerating all over the globe. 63,000 fires in the Amazon. We've burnt millions of acres on the U.S. West Coast. Siberia is approaching 50 million acres. It's happening all over the globe. Australia incinerated last year, but it's not just smoke because we can see the aircraft dispersions taking place over the top of the smoke banks. And why are all these fires burning in the way they are? And we have stated so at GeoengineeringWatch.org for so many years, if the climate engineering assault continued, this had to happen. And it is happening. It is happening. And it will continue to happen. And in fact, it appears as if another round of incinerations is scheduled for the U.S. West Coast, California most especially, heading into next week. More on that later in this broadcast. Bottom line, on funding. Again, let's tie another headline into that. Colossal backdoor bailout, outrage as Pentagon funnels hundreds of millions meant for COVID supplies to private defense contractors. Are some of those private defense contractors like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin that are neck deep in climate engineering operations? Is that where some of that COVID money is going to keep the climate engineers flying? Why would that be a surprise? The printing of endless amounts of fiat money to prop up collapsing economies and a completely out of control military industrial complex. Consider the following statement that was published this week by numerous sources. Quote, people have been trained or brainwashed to believe in the protection of the world economy and not the human race. It's a fundamental factor that needs to be corrected before the real problem can be seen clearly. That statement was only partially true. It is actually Earth's life support systems and the web of life that are the bottom line that must be protected. Short of that, the human race and, of course, the world economy are dead. More headlines. U.S. sends mechanized troops back into Syria, which is, of course, about oil. Remember this recent statement from the president. Quote, we're keeping the oil. I've always said that. Keep the oil, end quote. Of course, Biden's involvement in the Ukraine was also about securing resources for the empire. Two sides of the same coin. Another headline, Thai protesters challenge monarchy as huge protests escalate. Something governments around the globe tried to quell with the CV-19 engineered scenario. Another headline, thousands protest Netanyahu. Many ignore Israeli virus rules. More headlines, Mike Pompeo's Cold War fever. And there's this headline on Pompeo to consider. Pompeo threatens to light the fuse in the Persian Gulf. Let's stop there for a quick footnote on Pompeo. Though some have claimed Pompeo served on the front lines in the Middle East, a claim which Pompeo never denied. That narrative was a lie. We have the same type of war hawks waging carnage safely from their offices, away from conflict. How long will that continue? And what happens to those that have given all to try to expose the military-industrial complex crimes? The trial of Julian Assange is a stunning example, a trial that continues to be censored, with social media shadow banning posts on the subject. On that theme, the theme of Assange, this headline, Assange hearing day 10, Fairbanks testifies President Trump ordered Assange arrest. So much for government transparency. And it's been the same in every administration. We had the Obama war on whistleblowers. It's the same. Over and over and every single time, so many are convinced that this time, somehow, everything will magically be different. And everybody gets polarized into different camps. The infighting continues, the division, the polarization, and all the while, the planet's life support systems are literally going down in flames, or in the case of the U.S. East Coast, and I'll get to that in a moment, under the engineered, chemical, ice-nucleated winter scenario. More on that in a moment. Another headline, mainstream U.S. reporters silent about being spied on by apparent CIA contractor that targeted Assange. So many, in so many industries, so many vocations, just looking the other way while we're neck deep on the Titanic. Another headline, world powers clash, virus stirs anger at virtual UN meeting. Let's hope that just like feuding mafia families when there's not enough to go around, that the power structure begins to splinter apart completely before total environmental collapse is upon us. And it's almost there now. And on that note, this new headline, the climate refugees are here. They're Americans. That's the headline. Another headline, with global warming, marine heat waves like the blob in the Pacific could be commonplace, much more related to climate engineering and the engineered domes of high pressure that are held in certain places. The U.S. West Coast is the primary location where this is taking place. More on that later in this broadcast. Antarctic ice sheet to melt, raise sea levels by 8.5 feet, even under Paris Agreement. It's done. It's a given. You could shut every form of human activity off right now. Everything We have crashed through the guardrail. Putting a new set of brakes on the car after you're flying through the air toward the bottom of the canyon doesn't do much good. And the Paris Agreement and all the other climate agreements, all facades, all behind-the-scenes strong-arming to force countries to go along with climate engineering as mitigation. Climate engineering, which is, quote, mitigation, that's far worse than the disease itself. Completely derailing Earth's life support systems. That's what's occurring at the so-called climate conferences. Dead birds, went over that last week again. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dead birds, and certainly it's likely millions because they're not counting everything that falls in inaccessible wilderness areas. The planet's life support systems are completely imploding. Climate engineering operations, aka weather warfare, is so core to the entire equation. On that note, back to the U.S. West. From CNN and other sources, this headline, hot, dry conditions return for the wildfire-weary West, and they could last for weeks. They can last as long as the climate engineers choose to make them last because we are dealing with the scheduled weather. From this report, a ridiculously long-lasting upper ridge of high pressure will likely deliver 1 to 2 weeks of hot and dry weather to the drought and wildfire-stricken forecast area, California, Sunday through the foreseeable future. Through the foreseeable future. That came from the Medford, Oregon National Weather Service. This is the scheduled weather. This is the, quote, ridiculously resilient ridge of high pressure that is a direct result of climate engineering operations that include extraordinarily powerful microwave radio frequency transmissions that can heat layers of the atmosphere, like the ionosphere, to extraordinarily high temperatures, pushing that dome down and up. This is verifiable science fact. Please read about ionosphere heaters. I don't have time in this broadcast to dissect that issue, but they are real. Their technology is indisputable. They can accomplish exactly what's being carried out. We can speculate as to the motives of the climate engineers for continually baking and burning the U.S. West, but the fact that it is directly related to climate engineering and known climate engineering technology is absolutely indisputable. GeoengineeringWatch.org has been desperately trying to expose this for over a decade. Please, please research the facts and don't move forward on programmed ideology from official institutions that simply pass on the knee-jerk, mindless response of, quote, that's just conspiracy theory, shutting people down, stopping any objective research while the world literally burns down around them. And I hear these narratives so often from people who have not bothered to investigate that simply parrot the incredibly incorrect notion that the forests are burning to the ground because we're not out there raking leaves up in the middle of nowhere. That's never happened, ever. We have forests in Siberia that have been untouched for all known history by humans, untouched. And we're talking about vast expanses of area that are burning now 10 times more than they ever have. Understand, there is no legitimate discussion about climate anything without first and foremost addressing and acknowledging the climate engineering insanity. This report continues. The weather pattern will deliver dry air and scorching temperatures to the region. AccuWeather showed temperatures in Northern California, and this may or may not transpire, but they showed on Thursday of this week temperatures of 111 expected in Northern California as we enter October. That is unthinkable. And we have people blaming these fires on not raking leaves up in the middle of nowhere. Please connect the dots. Please look at the entire picture. And please don't attempt to discuss anything about the climate or the fires or what's going on without addressing climate engineering first and foremost. Report continues. This late season ridge of high pressure, again, geoengineering installed ridge of high pressure, is forecast to bring high temperatures nearly 30 degrees above normal with no chance of rain after Monday for well over a week to 10 days, says CNN. The heat and dry fuel on the ground will continue to combine for a dangerous risk of fire, and a stiff wind could take things from bad to worse. Isn't that incredible how at the worst possible times, the wind always shows up? Climate engineering can and does create pressure zones, which affects convection, as the aerosol spraying also affects convection, which in turn affects wind, which means, translation, they can dictate where the wind blows and how much with these operations. When you can cover the entire sky with reflective aerosols, you are completely affecting convection and thus wind. That's a scientifically indisputable fact. So all of these components coming together at all the wrong times, in all the wrong places, over and over and over, is not an act of nature. It is not an act of nature. And how, for how much longer will so many that are in a position to know and speak out and are refusing to do so, how much longer will that continue until there's absolutely nothing left? And for the record, the engineered CV-19 scenario has been used as a premise to shut down certain federal offices like the Bureau of Land Management and U.S. Department of Agriculture so that citizens can't go to those agencies and pass on data. No one is there to address their concerns. And how convenient that is for those in power to sever all those connections. This report from CNN continues. Winds are forecast to pick up across Northern California over the weekend, which has prompted the National Weather Service to issue a fire weather watch. They said, quote, any fires that develop will spread rapidly in the hot, dry, and windy weather. Winds are forecast to be anywhere from 10 to 45 miles an hour, depending on location. Gusts could be stronger. Make no mistake about it, another California burndown, another round of incinerations is scheduled. How will it unfold? We'll soon enough find out. But don't worry, Gavin will save us. From multiple sources, numerous sources, in fact, California plans to ban sales of gas-powered cars by 2035. That report states, Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order for an ambitious plan for the nation's largest state to rely exclusively on electric-powered passenger cars and trucks. What a great idea, Gavin. EV vehicles that contain extremely toxic batteries and that need to be recharged by electrical generating sources like coal power plants and nuclear power plants, and no, solar, hydro, and wind power are not going to save the day. For the record, climate engineering is greatly diminishing all three sources of so-called renewable energy. Less sun, less overall wind, and less overall rain. Search and view the documentary Planet of the Humans. Governor Gavin Newsom, that has been completely briefed on the climate engineering weather warfare assault against the state he claims to govern. Yet Newsom continues to play his part for those in power and has not made a single attempt to address the ongoing climate engineering insanity that continues to lay waste to California and so much of the world. And about the smoke from the wildfires, let's consider this new article from NASA. A meeting of smoke and storms. From that report, historic wildfires on the U.S. West lofted plumes of smoke high into the atmosphere. Tropical cyclones also helped to steer the high-flying smoke plumes as they streamed over the Midwest and Northeast between September 14th and 16th, 2020. The report further states, quote, layers of smoke can cause atmospheric cooling. Now, with that report from last week in mind, search this report, quote, wildfires serve geoengineering agenda. Those that take the time to view this 22-minute report will gain a far deeper understanding of the gravity and immediacy of the threat that we collectively face, climate engineering so much at the core of all of it. On that note, engineered winter weather in the eastern U.S. begins from AccuWeather. October to begin with widespread Arctic outbreak across the east. From that report, AccuWeather forecasters say a massive shift in the weather pattern is on the way for North America next week. Summer-like heat is expected to build over the western United States as a surge of Arctic air is projected to plunge into the eastern half of the nation. You have to see the NOAA departure from normal temperatures, which is the scheduled weather, to really comprehend what's happening. Literally, it's a map of the lower 48, with a bright red bullseye of different tiers of colors of far above normal temperature on the western half, dividing line right down the center, and the eastern half is a blue bullseye with different shades of that color illustrating the far below normal temperatures. This is meteorologically impossible without climate engineering. And who's making the NOAA maps? NOAA, an agency that has a federal gag order on their employees right now, gagging the weathermen. Those maps are made by Raytheon. The geoengineering contractor, Raytheon, making the, quote, forecast maps for the scheduled weather. That's what's occurring. Some parts of the Great Lakes may see their first snowflakes, this report states. 20-degree readings from locations from the eastern plains to much of the interior northeast and mid-Atlantic are expected as the strong high pressure that will eventually help deliver the coldest air to the east first moves across the northwest. These pressure zones that I've stated over and over that direct cooler, moisture air, along with smoke particles now, as the previous article I just covered, into this pathway, aerosolizing the atmosphere, blocking the sun, and delivering a cool down to the eastern U.S., a very toxic cool down, but a cool down nonetheless. That is what is occurring. Engineered winter weather whiplash scenarios. For the eastern U.S., while the western U.S. continues to bake and burn under a very different climate engineering scenario. And for the record, now at 6 years and counting, the most anomalously less warm region in the entire world consistently for 6 years running is the eastern half of the North American continent. That is not nature. That is where climate engineering is a psychological operation to produce the sensationalized headlines of cold, cold, cold on a planet that's in total meltdown, with climate engineering fueling the fire to convince the most populated portions of the U.S. that the planet couldn't be warming because look how cold it is here on the surface with our chemically nucleated mess that cools down surface temperatures. Search the engineering winter section on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org to learn the science behind these scenarios. More forest incinerations are scheduled for California. Again, search Wildfires Serve Geoengineering Agenda. Help us to circulate this report and other critically important data from geoengineeringwatch.org. The weather whiplash scenarios from hot to cold are not acts of nature. They are the result of climate engineering and patented processes of chemical ice nucleation cloud seeding. Remember Denver's recent swing from a record high of 100 degrees to snow in a day. This is climate engineering. We're told now, let's weave this into the CV19 scenario, we're told that the coming winter weather currently being engineered will greatly accelerate COVID infections. On that theme, how are the warp speed vaccine trials going? Do you really want to know? AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson all causing damage to their vaccine trial participants. Can we actually know the true extent of harm being done from other big pharma corporations? Is it reasonable to believe we're being told the truth on any level? Of course it's not. Question, how many in the medical industrial complex are obediently towing the line for those in power in order to safeguard their paychecks and pensions and thus their personal paradigms, none of which will matter on our soon-to-be lifeless planet? Consider the following statement, a physician's statement, made last week from Dr. Anthony Parks, who said, quote, being a retired surgeon, I have had time to follow the world scientific and medical literature on COVID-19 from the beginning. It is clear from the science, the virus was man-made, genetically engineered during gain-of-function experiments to increase its ability to spread through human populations. Parks continues, world-renowned virologists confirm this, categorically stating it could not have been the result of a random mutation in nature. Dr. Parks continues, I decided to share my research with two very senior medical doctor friends I used to work with. At no time did I speculate on who made the virus, where, why, or how it got into the population. Just peer-reviewed science study. Both these doctors replied to me that the man-made virus story was, quote, a conspiracy theory. No discussion was forthcoming. They did not read the scientific papers I referenced. Dr. Parks continues, when I sent more information to one of these physicians, he stated in a return email that, quote, I no longer wish to think or talk about the subject, end quote. Parks continues, these same doctors have refused to discuss vaccine safety with me. They are opinion leaders and teachers of young doctors, as I was. Dr. Parks then states, quote, they profess to practice and teach evidence-based medicine, but refuse to look at evidence presented by a colleague and friend. I presume it conflicted with their world paradigm and threatened their comfort zone, as I just stated earlier. Dr. Parks then finishes with these statements, quote, we live in an era of weaponized pathogens and proposed mandatory vaccinations. The intransigence of men like these, who are respected by many, have a voice and can influence people, deeply concerns me. When doctors refuse to even look at evidence on vaccine injuries or genetically engineered viruses, simply dismissing them as, quote, conspiracy theories, I truly fear for the future of humanity, end quote, from Dr. Anthony Parks, who gained his medical degree from Manchester University Medical School in the UK, became a fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons in England. Dr. Parks worked as a surgeon and in emergency medicine in the UK and South Africa. He also worked in the pharmaceutical and medical device industries in both Europe and the USA for various corporations as an independent consultant. Thank you for your courage, Dr. Parks, and for exposing to us the unwillingness of so many in the medical industry that refuse to even look at the truth, let alone behave accordingly, let alone to follow their Hippocratic oath to do no harm. Where's honor? Where's morality? Where's virtue? These traits are all that we can truly call our own. When we abandon them, we have nothing left. Everything else can be taken. The controllers are not going to back off their escalating efforts to lock down populations. Ever more virulent versions of CV-19 can and likely are being let loose on populations. Endgames are being played out, while so many are still clinging to the lie that someday, somehow, everything will magically work out. And in the desperate wish for this to be so, too many are all too often too willing to go along with any and all dictates from the controllers. Consider the following statement from Alexander Solzhenitsyn from the Gulag Archipelago. Quote, "And the lie has, in fact, led us so far away from a normal society that you cannot even orient yourself any longer. It is dense, gray fog. Not even one pillar can be seen." End quote. Do those in power, those who actually control from behind the curtain, really have our best interest in mind? A question to consider. And there is this. How many know that the Pentagon, for example, was initiated on September 11th, 1941, exactly 60 years before the, quote, new Pearl Harbor, the 9/11 false flag event, occurred? Just a coincidence? Really, just an example, in fact, of the underlying cancer that has taken control of our planet and is trying to lock down societies right now. Why are so many so willing to actively or passively continue participating in the matrix of omnicidal insanity that is sweeping over the world? Why? Another timeless quote from Henry David Thoreau to consider. He said, from so long ago, how does it become a man to behave towards the American government today? I answer, that he cannot without disgrace be associated with it. How much more now is this the case than when Thoreau stated this so long ago? And there's this quote to consider from Thomas Aquinas. He who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. And if you can live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust. All of this on the same theme. The willingness of so-called experts that the public has been trained to trust, that are willing to look the other way, refusing to look at science data that would conflict with their paychecks and pensions. That is a cesspool of immorality, and that is where we're at. And it's not just the medical industrial complex, it's the entire military industrial complex, engaged in the dictates of empire, all looking after their own personal paradigm, like individual cells in a cancer. Again, does the cancer, a headless, heartless, soulless beast, does a cancer intend to kill its host, i.e. planet Earth? No. But the cancer intends to proliferate at any cost, at any consequence. And that's why we are where we are, with 5G, with nuclear power, with nuclear armaments, with everything that's happening right now with CV-19 being carried out by the most diabolical among us. That's why we are headed toward near-term planetary omnicide. How desperate are those in power to silence any who would dare speak truth to power? This headline, new Australian, quote, pre-crime bill allows authorities to arrest. From that report, new Australian pre-crime bill allows authorities to arrest citizens for dissent, online conspiracies, etc. Pre-crime, before any crime has even been committed. And if you don't think this could happen in the U.S., think again. It already has, from businessinsider.com. A sheriff launched an algorithm to predict who might commit a crime. Dozens of people said they were harassed by deputies for no reason. In that report, in a sweeping six-month investigation published this week from the Tampa Bay Times in Florida, reported that the algorithm relied on questionable data and arbitrary decisions and led to the serial harassment of people without any evidence whatsoever of specific crimes. Pre-crime. In America, those in power will become incredibly desperate as climate and biosphere collapse accelerates, further fueling societal collapse. In regard to those that are finding the courage to speak out about what those in power are trying to do around the globe, this report from the American Institute for Economic Research, an open letter from medical doctors and health professionals to all Belgian authorities and all Belgian media. The letter has been signed by 394 medical doctors and 1,340 medically trained health professionals. With this open letter, we, i.e. the hundreds of physicians, call on politicians to inform themselves independently and critically about the available evidence. Referring to CV19, of course. The full text of this message on CV19 should be fully examined. There is so much that the Western medical industry and the mainstream media controls are not telling us. CV19 vaccine trials continue to raise serious concerns. This is another headline. Experts worry as leading COVID-19 vaccines adopt trial shortcuts in, quote, rush for results, end quote. The report continues. Doubts about the FDA's credibility grow as the agency awaits for the initial results from the frontrunners, quote, phase 3 trials. The leading vaccine makers are working to further expedite the approval process by streamlining procedures, i.e. ignoring safety, to try and make a determination about whether their vaccine, quote, works or not within the next month. Let's face facts, please. We're late in the game. Let's face facts. Safety is not a part of this equation. That's why the medical industrial complex has had total blanket legal immunity from any death and injury their products cause, their vaccines cause, since 1986. And especially the case with this particular concoction that's being pushed on us now. Though we collectively face countless converging challenges, what could be a more important priority than to focus on the fact that the planet's life support systems are failing by the day? The planet is dying and we will die with it. But again, don't worry. The bought and paid for climate science community continues to tell us that climate engineering could, may, might save us from ourselves. As if geoengineering, solar radiation management operations have not already been going on for over 70 years with catastrophic results. The narrative that, quote, technology will save us is and always has been a lie. For those that still believe more and deeper levels of technology will be our salvation, I would ask, how's that going so far? Now that we collectively face near-term global omnicide. And even now, the so-called science community continues to push climate engineering on us as, quote, the only solution to our climate calamities. That was published last week from Wired.com. Geoengineering is the only solution to our climate calamities. The report states, altering Earth's geophysical environment is a moonshot, and it will be the only way to reverse the damage done. It's time to take it more seriously. Really, as if it hasn't been going on for 70-plus years already with completely catastrophic results. This report from Wired.com then goes on to call the California incinerations natural disasters when they are anything but. In reality, the core causal factors for the unprecedented planetary burning is climate engineering itself. Remember, there must be more overall rain on a warming planet, not less. The laws of physics make this conclusion inarguable. The atmosphere carries 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming, and we are likely past 3.5 degrees C already. The only way in which overall rain on a warming planet can be decreased is by climate engineering and the global dimming it creates. And for the so-called scientists that are covertly selling climate engineering by claiming the global dimming scenario is the only factor saving us from instant incineration, show a shred of honor. Tell the truth. The list of climate engineering consequences is so vast and horrific that these operations are mathematically the greatest and most immediate threat we collectively face short of nuclear cataclysm. What other so-called solutions to the climate collapse are being tossed out by the so-called science community? This from BBC last week. The daring plan to save the Arctic ice with glass. Listen to this insanity. From the report, quote, the Arctic ice project is as daring as it is bizarre to scatter a thin layer of reflective glass powder over the Arctic in an effort to protect it from the sun's rays and help it grow back. The report states, we're trying to break the feedback loop and start rebuilding, says engineer Leslie Field. This is insane. This is from Stanford University. These are our so-called scientists. There's more previously covered on this broadcast, more insane so-called proposals from the so-called scientists. One to construct and install 10 million wind-powered water pumps in the Arctic, which would only pump cold water from the seafloor, replace it with warm water, and then release all the methane, turning our planet into Venus? What a great idea. There's the so-called science plan to construct undersea support walls hundreds of kilometers long to hold up Antarctic glaciers. Question, do such insane, impossible proposals sound like science or a cartoon science fiction script? And all the while, the climate engineering solar radiation management operations continue to go on in our skies, weather warfare wreaking havoc on Earth's climate and life support systems and completely denied by the entire so-called climate science community. I'll continue to make this point. There can be no legitimate discussion of the climate from any perspective without first and foremost addressing the ongoing geoengineering assault. Any discussion of the unprecedented wildfires and what's causing them from any perspective that does not first and foremost acknowledge and address global climate engineering operations is illegitimate and thus a lie. In regard to the source of ignition for any of the countless wildfires burning around the globe, that's a completely separate subject from the part of the equation that matters most, which is this. What is the core causal factor behind the fires burning with such unprecedented intensity and ferocity? And that factor is decades of covert climate engineering operations and the consequences they have inflicted on forests all over the globe, setting the stage for these fires to burn in the manner they are, regardless of the source of ignition. Climate engineering and the template that they have set for these wildfires is the bottom line. Go to the top of the geoengineeringwatch.org homepage and search through the engineering wildfire section, the engineering drought section, the engineering winter section, the jet spraying sections, and more. The better you understand the building blocks of the climate engineering weather warfare operations, the more effective you will be at communicating the issue to others. Credibility is key. Investigate the freeze-fry weather warfare scenario that's yet again being inflicted on U.S. populations. Search these Geoengineering Watch report titles. Geoengineering Creating Freeze-Fry Extremes. Another report title. Engineered Western Meltdown to Cool the East. Another title. Frying the Pacific Northwest to Cool the East. One more. Geoengineering Western U.S. Meltdown to Cool the Rest of the Country. Again. Over and over and over, GeoengineeringWatch.org has documented the exact engineered climate scenario that is being carried out by the weather makers, the weather terrorists. Next week in the U.S., the western U.S. baking and burning while the eastern states are kept cool with abundant moisture and chemical ice nucleating cloud seeding operations. These are patented processes. Keep in mind that the engineered cool downs come at the cost of an even worse overall planetary warming. In the attempt to mask the polar meltdown from the public, the climate engineers have actually made the scenario worse, not better. Last week from NASA.gov, quote, 2020 Arctic sea ice minimum at second lowest on record. That report is an absolute lie. They are statistically hiding record low polar ice implosion. The volume of ice, i.e. the mass in the Arctic, is by far at record lows. They are calling slush, sea surface slush ice pack. We are about to have an ice-free Arctic. Climate engineering is making the situation far worse, not better. And when we lose the Arctic, we lose the world as we knew it. So-called sustainable development was always a lie. Misused technology is not saving us. It's killing us. No habitat, no humans. As collapse unfolds, those currently in control are doing everything in their power to divide, polarize, and fracture populations. They're doing everything they can to fuel and foment the fires of civil unrest. Mainstream media is tasked with stoking the fires of division and distraction in any and every way they can. The orchestrated election theater is a stunning example. Now more than ever, it is imperative for populations and law enforcement alike to consider and remember they are each being pitted against each other, which only serves those in power, who are now more desperate than ever due to the collapsing life support systems of the planet. The paradigm we have all formerly known is over and it's not coming back. Are there bad elements within all feuding factions, populations, organizations, and law enforcement? Absolutely. There are always bad apples in every barrel. But if blind and unbridled animosity is allowed to take over in this equation, those in power have won, and we cannot let that happen. We are rapidly running out of time. We must prioritize. Exposing and halting the climate engineering weather warfare assault is the most important initial leap we can collectively make in the right direction. Reaching a critical mass of awareness is the only way forward in this equation. Check the activist suggestions link on the homepage of Geoengineering Watch to learn more about how to help. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with GeoengineeringWatch.org.